All right, up next will be Oregon coach Dana Altman. Then the Ducks are on the road at Arizona on Thursday and then at Arizona State on Saturday. Coach is on the line. We'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. Your first question comes from the line of Victor Flores, Oregon Daily Emerald.
Hey, Dana. So you talked about wanting to use the press a little more in the future, in future games, because it works so well against USC. Do you think that's something that can kind of spark plug, your team and spark the team to play better on defense, or do you need to have more of that consistency on defense to really make a difference?
Well, both. I think that, because of our lack of size, the press does give us some advantages. However, you still have to play defense in the half court, something we have not done a good job of, but I think we are getting better. I think we have made some adjustments. Our communication seems to be a little bit better, but fundamentally I think we're getting a little bit better on defense. So hopefully that will continue, but I do believe our presses can help us.
Thanks, Dan.
Our next question comes from the line of Bruce Pasco, the Arizona Daily Star.
Hey, Coach, I just wondered, looking back with since Dominic's been back, what's that process been like? And maybe has that been one of those situations where, you're playing well without him, then you work him back in, and it's kind of tricky to make everything work again? Because it seems like maybe now he's starting to play a little better, and I didn't know if that was a sign that maybe you're finally turning the corner in that process, or how has it been?
I don't know, Bruce. It's, it's kind of a tough situation. We were playing well early. I don't think that Dominic and Ben Carter joining the team, we just hit a gap there where we just weren't shooting the ball as well, and our defensive deficiencies really showed up. I was talking November and December about, I didn't think our team was making the defensive progress that we needed to make, and then we get into conference games and that becomes really obvious. So, you watch a team like Arizona, and Sean's done such a good job defensively. Fundamentally, they're so sound. And, yes, they have big, large athletes that are quick, but they just don't make many mistakes. And when they do make a mistake, their athleticism and size has been able to cover it up. So very well coached team defensively. They're doing a great job, and, we're going to have our challenge on Thursday night.
Do you still feel good in the sense that if you can address a little bit on defense? I mean, you've got a heck of a lot of weapons offensively, just that you are kind of dangerous that way?
Well, we are. We can score baskets, although we haven't been shooting the ball quite as well as we did early. We're getting some good looks. But I think part of that is just, we lost a few games and we got rattled. I don't think there's any other way to put it. We were floating along there 13-0, things looking pretty good, and lost a couple games, and our guys lost their edge a little bit. So, I think we can bounce back, absolutely. We've got good guys, good talent, but we do have to be tougher on the boards, and we do have to do a better job defensively. And I've seen signs of improvement, but we still have a long ways to go.
Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, please press star 1. Your next question comes from the line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Dana, it seems like in your tenure down there, you've had basically a good run of free throw shooters. Have you inherited a lot of those guys, or do you do something in practice that's really effective in that regard?
No, if I had a secret on that, I could sell that for a lot of money because we are shooting them really good, but. Nothing, Jason's a good free throw shooter. Joe's a good free throw shooter. Johnny, Dot, we do spend a lot of time shooting free throws because I think it's a big part of the game. And 25-year career, I hate to think of the number of games that we've given up at the line. And it would probably put a smile on a face the number of games we won at the line. You always remember the games that you could have hit a free throw or two to put you over the hump. And, it's a big part of the game. And fortunately, we got some guys that are shooting them very, very well.
So it's not a matter of having students throw seat cushions down at your guys?
No secret formula there.
Thank you.
Any further questions for Coach?
There's no questions at this time.
All right, Dave. Take care.
Bet, Dana. Thanks for your time.
You bet.
We'll see you.